Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 123 for the Psalm meditation today. Psalm 123, continuing in this series, the Songs of Ascents. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Psalm 123 is a, as you can tell, very short psalm here. We have four verses to go through. Compared to some of the other ones, this is quite short, but there is a fair bit here for us to look at. Again, as we go through the series of the Songs of Ascents, we see it building yet some more. Starting living within the unbelievers, again, moving toward the holy city, going to the house of the Lord in joy, to go to the house of God, to be there with the rest of the people who are called to worship. And now we have the prayer for the relief from contempt is the heading put in this New King James Version. And it wouldn't be very hard, even in this short little four verses, to build a full sermon out of. If we were to sit here and go through it as some of the early Puritans would have written, as some of the earlier Baptists or something like that, and actually look at each thought picture we have here to break down all the allusions, the allegories, the pictures that are used to instruct us, we could spend a lot of time going over this, but this is a psalm meditation, so we'll try to keep it short. The first verse is very simple. Unto you I lift up my eyes, O you who dwell in the heavens. And it's a pretty basic thought that when you have problems, when you find yourself being oppressed by others, that you would turn to God. But the thing to see here that points out, if you think of when this was done, and again, the context of people who lived among the lands of the unbelievers, who have traveled to Jerusalem to go to the temple of Yahweh, to see the house of Jehovah, to gather there with the people of the house of Jehovah. And when they say, when they get there and they have a prayer, they're not specifically praying to just Jehovah. The thing to notice here is very particularly it says to the one, to you who dwell in the heavens. There's an exclusive language here. This isn't a prayer to one of many who lives in the heavens. This isn't that I lift up my eyes to the God of my choice or to the God of my land or even the God of my fathers, but unto you, a very personal prayer, a personal looking to from the psalmist, to the one who dwells in the heavens and only to that one, because that's the only one that's there. We also see here that even in the Old Testament age, there's this thought that the one who goes to pray can lift up his eyes to heaven. Now, in the Old Testament time, they couldn't go into the Holy of Holies. They couldn't go to the throne room of Jesus there in Jerusalem. But they could lift their eyes to heaven. They could pray to God directly. The priests were there as mediators. They were there as the ones who brought the sacrifice. But the prayer was still allowed directly to heaven. The second verse, the long verse here in this psalm, behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to Jehovah our God until he has mercy on us. And here's where some of those, especially some of the older Puritan writers, would spend a long time going through this picture of what that means to look to the hand of your master, to look to the hand of your mistress. They would go into detail of the several things that you would look to the hand for. And you've heard it said that the servant looks to the hand of the master in case he says, just come, looking for instruction from the hand. Also, the servant, especially in the days where slavery existed, the hand of the master is where all food and essentials of life came from. That there was a reliance on the hand of the master or the mistress for all good things. And then, as is specifically mentioned in the psalm, we look to the our eyes, look to our Lord our God, to Jehovah our God, until he has mercy on us. So the picture is someone who is gathered here at the temple of God after traveling through a hard trip. I mean, they've walked a long way or ridden a horse for long distance, or a donkey more likely. And as they're suffering, they look to the heavens and they wait for mercy from the hand of God. So we look to the Lord our God in patience and in service until he has mercy on us. The next verse then, have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us. We see the thought is that we look to him until we have mercy, but then they break into prayer. Have mercy on us, O Jehovah, have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Now that doesn't mean that we have contempt for others. That's not what the psalmist is saying. He's saying that our soul, or his soul, is filled with contempt, heaped upon it by others, bowed down by the weight of contempt from those around. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. Now, we see in today's society, and we're no different than any other time or place throughout history of mankind, that those who are foolish enough to rest on this invisible sky god are scorned by those who are proud and strong enough to take care of themselves, by those who are lucky enough to be rich without any need for a god, those who are patient, plain, those who are simple, those who are meek, all the things that Jesus spoke of in the Beatitudes are scorned and laughed at. They have contempt for people like that. Where's your ambition? Where's your pride? Where's your intelligence? They'll say. Well, that's fine then, isn't it? And the psalmist here is saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorn of those who are at ease and the contempt of the proud. The prayer here is just that God would have mercy on us, that he will love his people, that he will take care of us. Not that to bring vengeance down upon those who have contempt for us, not to make us strong, rich, or whatever, so that those in society would no longer have contempt on us, but just have mercy on us, that we can ignore them and rest on you and you alone. The psalm here is a good one to remember, and it's nice and short, so it's not hard for us to do that. That when we have problems, we just remember who's in charge. The one who dwells in the heavens is Jehovah our God. And as he is our master, he's also our father. And he has love for us, and he will have mercy on us. And when we're filled with scorn and contempt from those around us, rest in him. Be content in him, and he will bless us for it. So now we can sing Psalm 123, and let's sing it with intelligence, with thought, as we sing to our master, whom we wait upon. Psalm 123.